Bank of Cardiff, this is Straw.
Hi, John. This is Yolanda Metter with You Deserve a Vacation.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What can I do for you?
You had called. I'm not sure why they didn't tell you I was out of the country. But this information you sent over to me, it doesn't allow me to print. Is there a particular reason why?
Oh, really? That's weird.
And even if I do a control P, it doesn't.
Did you download it first, or did you just open it from the email?
I opened it, but I also saved it to my desktop, and then I opened it.
Oh, that's really weird. Let me try to send it again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, actually, Sam is back now. So, do you have any questions about anything?
Okay, that's fine. I'll reach out to him because I did have a couple of questions.
Okay, I can actually just transfer you over to him.
That's fine.
Okay, cool. Give me 1 second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Are you sure?
Yes, indeed.
Right.
Hi, Sam. It's Yolanda.
Oh, hey, Yolanda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Just getting into the swing of things today.
Okay, so, yeah, you called me 100 times. I'm not sure why the other person didn't tell you I was out of the country, but that's fine.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
No worries. I do have a question. Why does it have my annual sales listed as 224?
Well, let me take a look here. Let's see. 224. Where do you know what are you looking at that is showing that?
Payment is rights, it, purchase and sales agreement.
Oh, on the actual contract itself. Okay. Yeah, because I have your sales. It looks like my records show 536,000.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was asking the question.
Okay. Give me a second. Let me find the file here. Let me see. Okay, I got it right here. All right, do you know what page that's on? Or actually, they're not even looking numbered. Annual sales, 224. Yes, I see that. Okay.
And also, you guys have it flipped. Our physical address is 1404, and our mailing address is 3391.
391, okay. Let's see. Mailing is 391. That's physical. So, okay, yeah, it looks like they flipped that, transcribing that from the application that they had. Okay, yeah, you know, the 224, I have the 536, so it looks like they pretty much cut you in half on that. I believe, normally, from my experience, is they determine the gross annual sales based off of the most recent 6 months. So let me take a quick look at the bank statements. It could be that that is a figure that they calculated just going off the recent bank statements. Do you know, are you trending to be a little lower than last year?
No, that's why I'm asking the question.
No, okay, yeah, no, that makes sense. All right. Yeah, the underwriting department are the ones that kind of plug that numbers and then ultimately give me the documents back. So I'm not involved in the calculation part of that, but I see what you're saying here. The 224, it is contradictory to the 536 that I have on file. I can find out. I can get an explanation on that for you. Is the reason you're asking because are we concerned that it's affecting the overall amount?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm on the same page with you. And, you know, my job is to get you as much as possible. With that
being...
And
then, my other question is, it says daily payment, $140.83.
Yes.
And so, you guys do it daily? You don't do it weekly or monthly? I'm confused.
So we do have all of those, but typically for first-time borrowers, daily is the most common option. You have to qualify for the weekly or the monthly, and for this file, it looks like it just wasn't qualified. I can tell you why in just a second. Let me see.
And is that daily 7 days a week or business days? Exactly is that?
Yeah, it's just the business days, so it's Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Let's see. Sorry, it's going a little slower than usual. Okay, so I have it here. So it looks like some of the factors that went into qualifying for at least the payback options, it looks like it's mainly coming down to your credit. Looks like we have you at a 651, which is a little below average, but there's some derogatory remarks on there. That goes a long way in the type of payback term that we're able to do. And just to kind of give you an idea of kind of why that is, the way these loans are structured, right? So there's a couple different paybacks. There's daily, weekly, and monthly. The daily, what that does is it allows us to take kind of the pulse of the business on a daily basis, as opposed to a weekly or a monthly basis. And that mitigates somewhat of the risk that is kind of set forth by having a below average credit score. So that's the reason why we are sitting with the daily options right now. Now, if that's something that I know a lot of people are kind of hesitant with a daily option just because it is coming out every day. What I recommend, if that is a major issue, like a sticking point for you, what we're able to do on these loans right now, daily is all I can do, but we are a relationship-based bank. So once you establish a relationship and show that you can make the payments, once you get 40% of the way into the term, we then open you up to refinancing options where we can ask for a weekly option at that point. Right now, it's not possible. We have to establish the relationship first, but it would be on the table going forward.
Okay.
Yeah, and then... as far as that, the sales on the contract, the 200 compared to the 500, I'm going to go find out about that right now, because if that's, I really don't believe that's holding us back from the total amount, because I did request if they would consider 20 and they took a second look at the file, and just being in the industry that you're in, where it had a lot of restrictions for what we were able to do. So 13 was what they capped it at. I will go give it a third look, though, a third request, just because there is that discrepancy on the sales. So if there is something there that I can squeeze out a little more, I'm happy to do it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just trying to, I can't print this, so this print is very small. And the repayment starts when? I guess that's what I'm trying to see.
So it typically starts on the following business day. So like if you do it on like a Thursday, it usually starts on the following Monday, the first business day of the full week.
Okay.
But that can vary. It's not, a specific start date is not written into there because it all depends on, you know, when you sign the contract and then when the funds get deposited into the account. Typically from the time we have signed documents, it usually takes about 24 to 48 hours for the funds to be deposited into the account. After that, it usually is the first day of the business week that the payment will begin.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think those were all the questions other than just correcting
the
physical and our, because that's important.
Yeah, and we want that to be correct too. So I'll tell you what, let me just confirm.
So I won't even worry about printing this because it's...
Exactly that, yeah. I would say let's get you the correct, let's get everything correct, okay? Because we need to, you know, cross our T's, dot our I's, that sort of thing. So the physical address for you guys, that's the 1404 West Walnut.
Mm-hmm.
And mailing is 391. Okay, I can make that change very easily myself. To get the annual sales on there, we're going to get that right anyway. I'll get an exact explanation of why the 224 is. If somebody made a mistake, then, you know, we need to know that and you know, take the proper action. But I will
and
get
a lot
you
of this under required documents. I already did that. Do I have to do this again or does
no? That's just the that's just the complete list. You know, if we already have that, obviously, you know, that portion is already checked off. The way that it will work is, you know, if actually, what I'll do, I'll keep it easy for you. I will get some correct documents for you with the mailing address and explanation on those sales that are on there. And then I will send you new documents, and I'll give you an updated list of exactly what I would need from you to finish this whole thing out.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, now, are you back in the country?
I am.
Okay, all right. And I'm sorry about that miscommunication. I remember speaking the first time. I want to be, you know, the one that speaks with you every time. It's easier that way.
Well, see, I guess I'm finding it hard to believe because the last person I spoke with swore he was the last person I was going to have to speak with. And then I got you back, and I'm like, okay. I did go back and do some research to make sure you guys were legit, like, what the hell?
Okay. I'm sorry about that. Was it Thursday or Friday of last week, any chance?
No, it was, I left on Thursday, so it was Wednesday. I talked to a gentleman on Wednesday.
Oh, I think that was me.
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was me. I had to unexpectedly leave Thursday and Friday. I had a personal issue, but but I'm here, I'm in full force, and I will jump all over this right away. I will actually email you revised documents so you have everything that is correct, and I'll give you the full list of exactly what I'll need to finish it all off.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thanks a lot, Yolanda.
All right, thanks, bye-bye.